So this next question is asked, the person is not very informed about the situation. Next question is, Ekalavya was not born in a family of devotees and did not have the blessings of the spiritual master. Even then he attained his goal on the strength of his determination and faith in God. When God favored him, won't he be called a pure devotee? So this is an innocent question. This is by a new devotee who doesn't understand so much. So now the person is saying, Ekalavya was not born in a family of devotees. He didn't have the blessings of a guru, but yet he attained his goal on the strength of his determination and faith in God. So when God favored Ekalavya, won't he be called a pure devotee? What's the answer? First of all, Ekalavya was not a pure devotee by any means, and he was not favored by God. The truth is this. Ekalavya's attempt to learn that Dhanurveda means the science of shooting a bow and arrow by himself without surrendering to a guru like Dronacharya, and Ekalavya's hankering to become great were not accepted by his Gurudev. In Ekalavya's heart, he desired and tried his best to become greater than Arjuna, the best of Vaishnavas. This aspiration to become greater than the Vaishnavas is not devotion. According to worldly considerations, desire to become great is regarded as good. You should desire to become great. Everybody says, oh, you should become great, this, that. But the effort to take a subordinate position behind the Vaishnava and attempt to take shelter of Vaishnava, that is bhakti. If Ekalavya had been an honest devotee of his guru, then Krishna would not have killed such a guru bhakta. Because Krishna always protects his devotees. But finally, Ekalavya was killed by the hand of Krishna. So the conclusion was that Ekalavya was most unfortunate offender to his guru, Dronacharya, and the Vaishnavas. So God, Bhagavan Sri Krishna, killed him. Obviously, he was far from being a pure devotee and far from receiving the favor of God. The favor of God he got was that Krishna killed him. So Ekalavya is not an example to imitate or to get inspiration from. Ekalavya is to be learned. What you learn from Ekalavya is to give up independence and surrender to Guru and serve Krishna under Guru's guidance. And be humble. If you're supposed to become great, you're supposed to become special, it's your destiny, that'll happen automatically. You don't have to separately endeavor for that. Jai Jaya Krishna. Bhavana Radhe Teruna Bhavana Sri Vrindavanda Jaya Jaya Radhe Jaya Jaya Shyam Jaya Jaya Sri Vrindavanda Jaya Jaya Radhe Jaya Jaya Shyam Jai Jai Shri Vrindavanda Bhavana Radhe Bhavana Shyam Bhavana Shri Vrindavanda Bhavana Shama Bhavana Shyam Bhavana Shri Vrindavanda Jai Jai Radhe Jai Jai Shyam Jai Jai Shri Vrindavanda Jai Jai Radhe Jai Jai Shyam Jai Jai Shri Vrindavanda Jai Jai Radhe Jai Jai Shyam Jai Jai Shri Vrindavanda Jai Jai Radhe Jai Jai Shyam Jai Jai Shri Vrindavanda Jai Jai Shri Vrindavanda Jai Jai Radhe Jai Jai Shyam Jai Jai Shri Vrindavanda Bhavana Radhe Bhavana Shyam Pavanaradi Pavanasham Pavanasri Vrindavinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Jai Jai Shri Radhe.